AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Democrats on Capitol Hill say they want to hear more from President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, and whether the president told him to lie to Congress about a Moscow real estate project.
A report by BuzzFeed News says even as Trump was saying he had no business dealings with Russia, he was telling ex-fixer Michael Cohen to lie about the Moscow negotiations. Any evidence of that would put the president in the biggest political and legal jeopardy he's faced yet, but his spokeswoman's dismissing the allegation.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
The president says Cohen is lying to reduce his jail time, though Cohen's already been sentenced. The BuzzFeed story says special counsel Bob Mueller's investigators learned about the president's directive to Cohen through other sources, and Cohen then acknowledged them. Sagar Magani at the White House.
28 days and the partial government shutdown continues. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says he is dismayed by how entrenched both President Trump and congressional Democrats have become.
The solution is right before us. The reasons that we're in the shutdown is because both sides are unwilling to sit down and talk. That makes this shutdown particularly stupid.
Trump continues to insist on funding for a wall along the border with Mexico. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she and other Democrats are willing to talk about border security after the government is reopened. In Washington today, the annual March for Life.
Pro-life.
The group heard from President Trump.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
The march is held to mark the anniversary of the Supreme Court ruling legalizing abortion. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended Palm Beach County's election supervisor who failed to meet deadlines during recounts following the November election. This is AP Radio News. Winter storm warnings are up from the Dakotas across the Great Lakes and Midwest into New England. 10 inches of snow, likely parts of the Midwest, up to 2 feet in New England through the weekend. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has declared a state of emergency and restricted traffic on the turnpikes.
We'll impose a ban on all commercial traffic, including buses, on most interstates and on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. The vehicle bans will allow our snowplow crews to have a clearer route to keep these interstates open despite expected severe winter weather.
Behind the storm, bitter cold temperatures. Purdue is recalling more than 68,000 pounds of organic chicken nuggets because they might be contaminated with bits of wood. Gluten-free organic breaded chicken breast nuggets produced on October 5th were sold all around the nation. The USDA says it has received 3 complaints about the nuggets. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.